Welcome back to Juno Afternoon, KTO Public Media. It's time for Foodie Friday. Yes, one of my favorite features. Thank you to Scott Burton for inventing this, because now I get delicious food on Friday, which is an amazing thing. And our next guest is the one behind the cuisine at V's Cellar Door. Welcome to V, or Venetia Santana.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in.
You bet.
You brought something in that I can already smell. I haven't seen it yet, okay. But it already smells delicious. But first, for folks who maybe haven't ever been to your restaurant, mm-hmm. how do you describe it to folks when you're talking about the type of food that you do?
Our cuisine is a Mexican-Korean fusion, and we actually fuse those two flavors together. So you have a bold heat from Mexico with a sweet heat from Korea, and when you put them both together, it makes this amazing dance on your palate that just it awakens the senses.
Now, what's the inspiration behind those two cuisines for you and for making that decision to a fusion that a lot of people might not think about?
Long story short, I was married to a wonderful guy. We're still friends. His mom actually still comes in. Well, he used to come in and make my flan. They just moved away out of town. But and he's from Mexico City. So okay. For 10 years, I had this amazing experience in Mexico City. Every year we'd go. And it was great. The flavors, it's simple but delicious. Mm-hmm. So these wonderful flavors. And I actually started the first food truck in Juneau about 8 years ago in the Valley. And we did Mexican food and also grinders, which are East Coast sandwiches.
Yeah.
And I figured out why they don't have food trucks in the winter in Juneau. It turned into a popsicle. So I went down to the California area to visit my sister in the Berkeley area. And she took me to a food truck roundup. And I met these women, and they five Korean women, and they owned a food truck. And the first thing I tried was bulgogi, and I loved it. I had to go back and talk to them. They found out a food truck here. They were fascinated. They took me underneath their wing for five full days. I took all of my clothes out of my bag. Usually when we go down south, people buy clothes. I bought all food. They took me to every Korean restaurant, every Korean spice shop, every family home, and I filled it up with spices and stuff. I brought it home, and it kind of fell into the Mexican that I was already doing.
Huh,
and when you taste it together, the first few times I was like, that tastes really good, but maybe you don't know. And then the circle around me kept saying the same thing. So
yeah, right.
It's delicious.
are there common elements to the two cuisines, or the things you're like, okay, this is a very common spice between them, or mm-hmm, this is
there
a common
are, very common spices between Mexican food and Korean food that cross. It's that sweet and that bold. So what we might have with chipotles, which is a bolder but somewhat sweet because it's a jalapeno that's been smoked, versus something that's like gochujang or gochujaro, which is a spicier than a chipotle, but it has that same kind of smoky texture to it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very relative in flavor. So that's definitely a Korean spice that pairs really well with a Mexican spice. Simplicity. Korean food can be very simple along with Mexican food, which actually simple makes it what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if you put too much into something, it kind of ruins it. You keep it simple, it keeps it fresh and delicious.
Yeah, right. And I always think about that in both of those foods. The best types of those foods that I've had, there's the fresh elements or something that's just kind of accentuated. Right? It's not about complexity and building up an amazing sauce or something like that. It's about this kind of mm-hmm. delicious, fresh foods. Are there things that you feel like, okay, when you're doing these things, okay, I got to nail this. Like I got to nail this one type of – like I always think about – when I think about great Mexican food that I've had, I always think about mole sauces that I've had that mm-hmm. were amazing, right? And there's something about a great mole sauce that – it's hard to define why that's the one that's so amazing, but you feel like, okay, that person really nailed it. Are there those kinds of elements that you think about as well?
I do. Many people have looked at me oddly, like, why would you put those two flavors together? And now I've been doing it almost 6 years. And if you look at the trends down south, now it's becoming a thing. Mexican-Korean food
is that right?
Popping up everywhere. And pop-up restaurants are becoming very much a thing too. So you'll see – you can now see online things you couldn't see 6 years ago. So many people – thought that I was a little odd, but when you see the trend, like people know when they come in the restaurant, they try something usually once. You have a great mole.
Yeah.
You come back for that mole every time. But because the way we run V's is there's four or five really basic but delicious things that we do at the restaurant that really make you in a couple of days say, I think I really want some more of that.
So the way you run V's, what's the philosophy behind how you run it?
The biggest thing for me is I truly believe that people don't go to a restaurant just to eat, because if you're hungry, you go through a drive-thru. I said that. You come for an experience. So from the moment you walk through V's door to the moment you leave, excuse me, there is an experience. And the first thing you'll hear from our guides, we call our servers guides because they're a guide to everything V's, is we have a 2-bite no commitment. And that means anything you try within 2 or 3 bites, if it's not to your liking, we take it out in front of you, off your billing, and try something else. No questions asked. This allows people to expand what they're looking for. One of my biggest pet peeves is when I go somewhere new to a restaurant and I want to try something and I don't like it and I leave hungry and without my money.
Yeah.
Nay, nay. Not okay. Nay, nay. Very bad. So I wanted people – and there are things on my menu like gochujang or achiote or words or things that they may not know, but it gives them an opportunity to try something different. And my guides also are not allowed to say words like delicious and good, because that doesn't mean anything to you. So if I'm going to describe the bulgogi steak, I say, or they say, we all say, there's garlic, ginger, marin, brown sugar in the marinade. So your brain knows each one of those items individually, and it can put it together and go, oh, I can connect that. My Korean chicken, I say, it's a sweet heat, so it's going to hit the lips but not stay in the mouth, so it's not going to burn that inside. You want to keep eating it. This is how they describe the items on the menu too, so it gives you an opportunity to try something you may not have tried before.
Right.
And we're really good about the 2-bite thing. We'll say, you know, if you don't like it, let's get you something. You tried it. Great. Fantastic.
Wow.
And we've had people take us up on that tried something else and enjoyed it. So
yeah. I'm sure people just feel like they're really being treated well.
That's exactly it. It's like I said earlier, it's about the whole feeling. From the moment you walk through V's, you can hear one of the guys from across the room say, hey, have a seat wherever you'd like. There's no waiting really at the door. There's someone who's attentive to you.
Right.
And even if you hated the food at V's and you walked out and said, man, I didn't like that food, but I sure had a good time at V's. It's about that experience.
Right.
From the way we do business to down to the shrubs that we make that are very labor intense, but they're a soda that we make.
Yeah, talk about these shrubs. Oh, Mark shrubs Wheeler was in here earlier from Copa, and that's the one thing he was definitely saying. I was like, oh, they have these great shrubs. I was like, shrubs? I don't know what that is.
Shrubs were originally created in colonial times. They were created because they didn't filter the water back then, so the water tasted horrible. They would literally steal the berries off of the shrub bushes and put them in their water glasses to make the water taste better.
See.
Hence the name shrubs. There's no trees in them currently, but they are fresh fruits, sugars, herbs, and spices, and we have excellent water in Juneau. We make them fresh. For example, my pineapple has somewhere between 20 and 25 pounds of pineapple in it. They sit somewhere between 6 and 8 weeks. They're not fermenting. They're flavoring. And every week as a crew, we try them. Mm-hmm. If we like it, we move it across the bar and make shrub sodas, which have no alcohol, but they have all this fresh, delicious things in them. They're a little more label intense, but when you have one
– yeah.
Like the, and we do infuse them into cocktails also. So I will tell you that the pineapple jalapeno shrub makes an amazing margarita.
Right.
It does. So you can have one as a soda or you can have one as a cocktail. It's just a little part of the way we do business at
these. That's cool.
Making them is a lot of work, but you get the bang for your buck is amazing. And and in the summer we do shrimp floats, so we add ice cream to them and
Sounds great.
Root beer float, but better.
All right. Now, you've been talking about this food. I've been looking at this. I haven't seen it yet, but tell me what you've brought for me here.
I guess I get to
sample this. I'm
yes,
so excited.
It is yours.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
So this is what we call
fresh stuff in there. All right.
This is what we call the D, not D. It's the diet, not diet salad. It's D&D.
Okay.
And the reason why we have it is because I think when people think of salads, they think diet. They think, oh, I'm going to have a salad today. Or celery, you know, that they're just gnawing on.
Yeah, right.
I think I love salads, and I think salads should taste great and still be great for you.
Yeah.
The great for you is not always my objective, but it happened to be in this one. There's actually no salad in it at all.
No lettuce.
It's a tomato salad, and it has artichoke hearts, fresh artichoke hearts, tomato. It's a big basis, tomatoes.
What kind of cheese is that?
It's a gorgonzola.
Okay.
It's a light golden gorgonzola. It has dill, purple onion, bell peppers, avocado, and the biggest kick is that the dressing is only rice wine vinegar and lime juice and salt and pepper. But when you put all that together, I've had people who said to me in the restaurant, I really want to drink my plate, but I'm embarrassed.
Does this dish represent a fusion between those two cuisines?
Honestly, it does, because there's some items in there that people wouldn't normally put into a salad. Like the rice wine vinegar is very much an Asian influence that we have. Our you know, our avocados and everything else is very fresh. But I wouldn't say that the Mexican side is very much represented, but it's also that fusion of how do I get something that tastes good but is also good for me. And I won't say that everything at V's is great for you, but there are a lot of things when you mix Mexican-Korean fusion, you'd be surprised how few of them actually have things like cheese and sour cream on them.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have my tacos, none of my tacos, none of the fusion tacos, come with cheese or sour cream because it's not – it doesn't work. So it's not part of what – but the flavor's there and it's amazing. And there I said a word supposed to say.
What part of it doesn't work? What part of adding cheese or adding sour cream?
It's just not necessary. I think it's very an American part of putting of making that Mexican American. And I think when you when you go in Korea and you have straight up Korean food, or you go to Mexico and have real Mexican food, there really isn't any sour creams. Mexico will have some white cheeses like a white feta cojito or queso fresco.
Well, there certainly isn't a lot of like orange cheese, yellow cheese.
And it's that big melted dollops, huge dollops of sour cream just because of the way they do their flavors. No one had they ask for it. They don't need it. I think we put things on in America that we wouldn't necessarily put on in other countries.
I'm going to say a forbidden word, but this is delicious.
Oh, good. You can say it.
I'm not
My
a guide.
Servers are not. That's right, not a guide. And that's the biggest thing is when you come in, it's a warm, inviting experience. All of my guides are cooks, and all of my cooks are guides. So I do something that other restaurants don't do either. Everybody learns everybody's position. So there's no
– Oh, wow.
I don't know if you've been in the restaurant business, but there's no drama as far as back of house, front of house. No one says, oh, that's not my job because I'm doing dishes and cleaning toilets like everybody else. But so if it's really busy and there's more tickets on the line and we're waiting for food, the guide can come from the front and look behind the cook and go, I'm going to make the popcorn. I'm going to make those nachos. I'm going to make that ceviche and back off. And that they do that as they're doing those other things. And it's just a team. Now when all those tickets are out, there's still work to do.
Yeah.
So then the cook will go out into the front and they will – pour waters and clear tables and take people's orders because they know how. And my servers know how to cook because they know how. And it just – it makes each other respect each other. So – because there's a vibe in a restaurant.
Yeah, and that's a really different approach. I mean, that is a very different approach.
If there's an upset cook for a server, if the cook is upset and the server's on point and on eggshells, then the customer's going to feel it.
Right.
And if everybody's kind of cool and having a great time – It's a vibe. There's a vibe. I don't know if you can see it or whatever. It's just a vibe. When people are happy and have a good time, the food will taste better.
Yeah.
Their experience will be better, and no one's upset and everything.
Yeah, and that seems to work. But it there seems like that would be a lot more training involved. A lot more.
Yep. Every month we have a training. I take a half a day to a full day, depending on how much we need. I do a training. I do a meeting, a training, and I do a test. Everybody gets a test. Doesn't mean they're fired if they fail. It just lets me know in the next 30 days till the next meeting what each person has to be trained on.
Oh, yeah.
And so then I work on those aspects and say, okay, on the test, you were kind of questioning this, so let's go over this part of this. And then in 30 days, we give tests again. And it just helps them because if I don't give them the proper tools, how can I ask them to do the job?
Are there certain dishes that you've really become known for at V's that people like? Okay,
very
that
much so.
Yeah. So which ones are the ones
say
that people?
It's either the shrubs are very big.
Right.
The nachos. They've been in Bon Appetit. They've been in Vogue twice. They've been in several other magazines. We were really that's like our original thing that we were known for our nachos.
Yeah.
Because our nachos are a different kind of nacho. I would say they are layered. I hate naked chips, so everything should have something delicious on it, and they're. They're tall, but they have amazing – they are the epitome of Mexican-Korean fusion. There's some – you can get the Mexican pastor, which is very traditional, with the fusion sauce, which is very much Korean. It has a lot of that gochujang and gochujang in it. It has the Asian aspect to it. We have a wonderful cabbage that we do, a sesame oil, and a soy. And so people know our soy sauce is actually a gluten-free soy only because it tastes better. So it's the epitome of that fusion.
Yeah. That's fascinating, the sort of – You know, even something that we would think – and I would say that nachos, right, are probably not traditional Mexican either, right? Mm-hmm. They're probably an American Tex-Mex kind of creation.
I agree.
But that's a fascinating thing to think about. Well, I'm going to take that and I'm going to fuse the traditional elements of Mexican food and the traditional elements of Korean food.
We do that with quite a few things. We have a rice bowl, too, that does the same thing. There's that we have a great one for salsa that edges more towards that Mexican side, but has 13 ingredients in it. But we put it in our rice bowl, and then we add things in the rice bowl that people wouldn't normally put into a rice bowl.
Right.
But when you add, again, those Mexican Korean options, it just it elevates things to a higher level.
Yeah, what a fun thing. Well, thanks so much for bringing this in. I really like the – I like the gorgonzola with the lime is such
right.
a nice thing, you know, because that
– And lime juice and rice wine vinegar really don't have the calorie intake that you mm-hmm. would think. You don't need a heavy dressing with it, and it's just – it's simple but delicious.
So there's no real oil in the dressing? There's none?
None. None at all.
Wow.
The creaminess comes from the light pieces of gorgonzola and mm-hmm. the avocado.
Oh, avocado in there
yeah,
too, yeah.
It makes it that – that's all put up together, and we do a full liquid dressing. I put a little dill, salt, and pepper.
Yeah. I mean, it's not overly spiced.
Nope.
I would say it's not. It has no
mm-hmm.
heat.
Nope.
Really, and just dill mm-hmm. as kind of the dominant spice flavor that I'm getting.
And it's summer.
So yeah, and it's so fresh.
We're all
and delicious.
Trying to lose the weight that
yeah,
we get into the winter.
Dill
and
definitely.
Have great. This is salad season. We call it salad season
okay.
in the restaurant
yeah.
business. So this is
all
a
right.
good salad.
All right. Well, V's Cellar Door is what's the location? What's the
we are
the address?
222 Seward Street. We're about three doors up from Salt and across the street from Reach.
All right, yeah, right there. And it is a cellar door. You get to go down and have a beautiful, intimate, wonderful experience down there. I've been a few times myself, gone for work lunches and all kinds of different stuff. It's always great down there. And I've had the nachos, and they are tall.
Yeah,
they're
tall.
they're a visual spectacle.
Very shareable.
Yes, very shareable. That's right. That's right. Well, V, thanks so much for coming in, talking mm-hmm. to us about this. Thanks for joining us on Foodie Friday. And once again, V's Cellar Door, a wonderful place to go eat in Juneau. And I'm going to set this aside. I'm going to sit it over here by you. There you go. And wow, what a treat to have that. Really delicious. And I'm going to eat the rest of it.
Please do. I hope so.
V, thanks so much for coming in and joining us here on Juneau Afternoon.